Right. And what union are you with?
I work for the Community and Public Sector Union.
Okay.
So after people who work in radio stations.
Excellent. And what are you doing here today?
Today I'm one of the people that's going around the streets of Brisbane helping to spread the word and talk to people who are passing by about what's happening and what's try and get them aware of what this rally's about so they don't just go, why are all these people walking around, but they actually get a bit informed and we let them know about the changes that are happening to their working conditions and getting them to sign a petition. So we want to get the public involved.
And how's the general response been so far?
Oh, look, it's pretty good actually. Most people are aware of what's going on and they're also quite concerned, particularly younger people, because they know that particularly if they work in a more marginal workplace like hospitality or retail, that they've got very little hope of maintaining their conditions unless they get active.
Now, there's a rally today. How about how many people here are you expect?
Well, so far, King George Square's absolutely full. Their street's blocked off all the way back up towards Roma Street Station. I'm not sure what's happening over towards the mall, but it's pretty packed. 10,000 people.
Who organised today?
The Queensland Council of Unions organised it, which is like the peak body for all the unions, and all the unions have got together to try and get as many people out as possible to show the government that we're not happy about what they're proposing to do.
And what exactly are you not happy about?
Well, what we're not happy about is their proposals to stop unfair dismissals for people who are working in companies of less than 100, and that's more than 90% of small business and private sector business, are vulnerable to unfair dismissal. We're also really concerned about the changes to the minimum wage, so that from now on, a group of hand-picked people by the government will decide whether you should get a wage increase or not, otherwise you'll get nothing. Mm. And the history in the US is that the minimum wage has been sitting on something like $6 an hour for about 10 years, and now people in the US have to work two jobs just to pay their rent, and that's what's going to happen here if we don't stand up to it. And the third thing that we're worried about is the award system. We know we've had awards for 100 years that give us things like sick leave, annual leave, overtime rates, penalty rates, long service leave, everything about our hours of work, our shift loadings, every guarantee we have is in our awards, and they want to strip those back to about 6 matters. We don't know what those 6 things will be at the moment, but we know for sure that one of the things they really want to get rid of is penalty rates, overtime rates, and public holiday penalties. They want to have you working any day of the week, any time of the day, for the same rate of pay, and it'll be the lowest possible rate they can pay you. And we don't think that's right.
And are all the unions involved today?
Yes, every single union I think is represented here, so I'm not sure how many unions we have in Queensland, but a lot. So.
And what's the next step after today?
This is just the beginning, this is day zero. We're here at ground zero, tomorrow's day one, and we'll proceed now till 2007, till the next election. And if we don't succeed there, we'll keep going after that and making sure that everybody fights back against these unjust laws and make sure that we get some changes.
So this could be a permanent campaign?
Absolutely, it's a permanent campaign, and you can go to the ACTU's website, which is www.actu.asn.au, and you'll find lots of things that you can download. You can write a letter to your minister, send an email, sign a petition, wear a sticker, put a poster up in your workplace, and this is all about people in their workplaces, whether they're union members or not, standing up and saying enough is enough, we're not going to take it.
Now, I've heard a few people use the word strike. Is that something that's on the table?
Strikes are always available to people at certain times, and maybe that will be one of the things that we use, but at the same time, we've got to remember that it's not just about the strike, it's about people power, it's about writing letters, it's about talking to your friends, it's about convincing people in your own workplace about the changes that need to be made, and then, you know, who knows, the people decide whether they want to go on strike or not, the union doesn't decide. We go to the members, and the members tell us, we want to go on strike, and when's it going to happen? So that's what we'll be heading for.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.